Hello, and welcome to what is going to be your favourite episode of Historical Hot or Not, a podcast where we try and convince one another that our chosen historical figure is hot. And I am joined, as always, by...
your lovely co-host, Raha Mahmood.
Oh, you got a sultry voice on today.
I know, I did that on purpose. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Before we get into this,
yeah,
there's something that's really disturbed me lately that I want to discuss. So basically... I was just talking to my friend. Okay. I'm still laughing because I'm in shock.
Okay.
And we were just talking about like animals and like having a pet. And I was like, I don't think I can really have a pet. Because I remember I saw my friend's kitten cry. like sobbing. And then everyone was like, oh, poor baby. But I was like, I'm just really laughing because I was deeply disturbed. I was so disturbed. The whole time I was thinking, cats can cry? Like, why is this normal? It's so unnatural. And then I told my friend in private this, and she looked at me very weirdly. Like, cats do everything. Like, my cat literally had a period before we neutered. I was like, what?
They're mammals.
I know, but just cats having periods. I freaked out. I was like, what's the difference between me and this cat? We have the same, like, we're the same. It has mucus, it has periods. Like, what does it have PMS too? Like, if I find out a cat has PMS, I'm going to lose it. There's no difference between that cat and me.
What, like,
cats? We're the same.
They don't have opposable thumbs. They don't. A cat can't become a lawyer.
No, a cat, like, I'm telling you, cats could if they wanted to. Like, they have periods.
Is that what you see yourself as? Son that has periods and cries?
Yeah, that's normal, isn't it? Like, oh my, I was shocked. I was like, what's next? Like, I don't even want to hear it. I'm telling you. When she said that, I was literally thinking, yeah, me and this cat the same. Like, it has periods? What is this? It freaked me out, man.
So is that why you looked haunted all day?
I've been disturbed all day.
You didn't even want to record.
You've never seen a cat cry, have you?
No, but I don't hang out with animals.
Like, it was so, like, oh, like... It was doing the same sobbing as us. I'm telling you, it's the same as us. I don't think I'd have a pet. Like, I'm, like, in shock. Like, it's so human. Like, it's human-like. It's scary.
Okay, so today, okay, first of all, I want to say today's subject is Caracalla. Do not judge me. There is something incredibly hot about him. I'm just very into him. And I'm going to describe him. For people who don't know who he is, I will go through him, his story. I won't talk about everything. I'll just put emphasis on the hottest things he's done. And then you can decide whether or not I'm right. So for Raha, you know who Caracalla is. So I'll just say that there were like three sources that I used. It was Historia Augustus and then Dio a lot and then Herodian sometimes. The Historia Augustus is basically just all made up. I don't believe anything in that is real. It was written at the time though. It was a contemporary source.
Yeah.
But it's buck wild. However, it's fun. So I use that a lot.
You know what's worrying me about this? Mm-hmm. I think this might disturb me second to the pet saga, is the fact that from what I've heard, I'm worried what you pick as hot, because that will basically be a unit of measure of you as a person. You
know? Oh, imagine a future employee listening and then they just, okay. I don't want to hype this up too much. Okay. Caracalla. He was born the 8th of April, 272. He's a Roman. He's the son of a Roman emperor. His birth name was Lucius Septimius Bassianus, but then he was...
Bassianus.
It's Bassianus. Or Bassianus. Should I say Bassianus from now on?
Yeah.
Bassianus. Did you know there was a Roman emperor called Papianus? but
the
you
puppies,
can you can puppies. No, but you can pronounce as Pupianus. And I think the actual pronunciation, I believe the way you pronounce his name is Pupianus.
Pupianus.
It must be. Is it Papianus? Papianus? It's Pupianus.
The thing is, though, I know that we had the same type of humour as back then, because people do like dick or carve out dick pics, you know, 3,000 years ago. So I'm sure someone, every time they said Pupianus, started laughing.
It must have been. Okay, but then he was renamed Marcus Aurelius Antonius, which is boring. But he was known by the name Caracalla by historians, and it was sort of like a nickname they gave him behind his back.
Yeah.
And I'll talk about that nickname later. Okay, so he was a Roman emperor. He was the son of a Roman emperor. And I'll give you one fact, okay? So Eddie, or Gibbon, Edward Gibbon, the author of The History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, wrote, said he was as the common enemy of mankind. He was the common enemy of mankind.
Oh my God. Do you know who else has that? That job title? You want to know? Satan.
Join us next week for theological horror. No, I'm joking. So, however, that was like, that was almost an adult. As a boy, according to the historian Augustus, he himself in his boyhood was winsome and clever, respectful to his parents and courteous to friends. Respectful to his parents and courteous to his parents' friends. He was the son of Septimius Severus. And Raha, you're a huge...
I love him.
You're a huge fan of Totalis Rancium.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan of Totalis Rancium.
And I love... He's my favourite, except...
Septimius Severus. Septimius, yeah. If I didn't discover Totalis Rancium when I was in med school, I would be writing them 20-page emails every day saying, why was Septimius Severus not Gene Caesar?
He didn't get it.
No, he didn't
get it. I forgot. Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't get it.
I was so shocked he expanded the empire. He was badass when his son tried to kill him.
He was so badass. He was so cool. Also, yeah. He looks like our dad.
He was like a black Briton. Like, he went to Britain and he was black.
He looks like my dad.
Yeah, he looks...
Apart from the beard.
Yeah, I guess so. His beard was really nice. It was curly.
It was so great, man.
He like, to this day, he has white supremacists, like, foaming them out.
I know. Oh, God. I've never communicated directly with Rob and Jamie, but should I just send them this clip?
Yeah, I'd be like, why?
Why? Thank you for introducing me to Love My Life, Karen Keller, but why?
Yeah, why? I just didn't get it, you know?
Yeah.
They should have got it.
Mm. His mother was called Julia Domna, who you might have heard of, because she was actually really famous. She became famous. She had a lot of power for a woman at that time, especially during his reign. We'll go into that. So Caracalla is an interesting case because he inherited the empire, which not a lot of emperors did. Let's be real, because his dad became emperor through military might. So he won a couple of wars when he was younger. So Caracalla became the son of an emperor at a young age.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you a fact about Caracalla that you know, that's really important for the rest of his story. He had a younger brother. He had a younger brother by 11 months. His name was Geta, and they hated each other. They were always bickering, always like fighting. There was early on, Caracalla was made co-emperor and Geta wasn't.
Yeah.
But then later on, Geta becomes co-emperor as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just everyday fights.
Do you think Septimus did that with the hopes that they would like get along when they have like a lot of responsibility and like a whole empire to run?
Spoiler, some of Septimius Severus's last words were guys get along.
Yeah.
It was like, pay the army well, get along with each other.
Yeah. Like, it was infamous that they hate each other.
Everyone knew they were at each other's throats.
They needed Stephen Harvey. Family feud.
Yeah. So Septimius Severus is like, he's the emperor now. They're in Rome. He goes to Parthia. Like, he's like done some fighting now. He's back. And he's like, we need to sort this out. So what they do, Raha, they go on a family trip to Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's him, the two boys, the mum, they go to Britain. By the time the family goes to Britain, Caracalla is no longer the nice, sweet child that we described before. He becomes like this horrible, mean guy.
Okay, I feel like I'm a bit lost in terms of like the trajectory of this right now.
We don't know. Historian Augustus, like, maybe his dad told him to be meaner. I don't know what happened, but he's mean now.
Yeah. So basically, dad right now is emperor,
and
they're going to Britain as a family.
Yeah.
And his brother and him have been made co-emperor, and they hate each other.
Hate each other.
And the kind young boy that everyone liked, respectful to his mom and dad and all that stuff, is gone now.
He's no longer there. Yeah. And do you want proof? Because what he does is he plots against his dad's best friend and Praetorian guard.
Mm.
Okay, so this guy is called Plautianus. Is Plautianus?
There's a lot of anuses out
there. Or is it Plautianus? Okay, I'll say Plautianus. So he was his father's best friend and the head of his guard, okay? And he became Caracalla's father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And Caracalla hates him. hates him. So Caracalla, when he's a teenager, his parents come up to him and he's like, you're gonna be married now, Caracalla. And he's like, yay, a wife. And they're like, yeah, guess who she's gonna be? Plautianus's daughter.
And he's like, no.
No way. No.
God, no.
Way. On his wedding day.
Anyone but him.
Anyone but his daughter, yeah. And then on his wedding day, he'll turn to everyone and he'll be like, listen, I'm gonna banish this woman and then kill her. And I'll also kill her father.
Wow, on his wedding day.
On his wedding day.
He holds grudges. Like, that's one thing I like about Caracalla. He's consistent. Like, when he hates you, he hates you.
Hates you fully.
Hatred equals murder.
Exactly. So then Caracalla starts plotting.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does is he pays a man to pretend that Plautianus paid him to come and kill his whole family.
Mm.
So this guy comes in and he's like, ah, Plautianus gave me money to kill you, emperor. In front of Septimius Severus.
Yeah.
And then the dad's like, I don't believe this, but okay, fine. And then he calls in Plautianus. And then Plautianus is like, no, I didn't pay this guy. And then Caracalla's like, yeah, you did. And then the guy is like, no. And then, so what does Caracalla do? He just gets a knife and just stabs Plautianus right where he is.
What, in front of the emperor?
Right in front of his dad didn't do anything because his dad's really into like looking like they're a unit.
Oh, so it looked like he planned it. Like, yeah.
And then banished.
It must be an embarrassment.
And then he banished Plautianus's daughter.
After he married her. Yeah, that he's so sad. He was like, I'm going to kill her. And
he said, he was like, I'm going to banish you.
That's like next level manifesting.
We manifesting king.
Do you know what I mean? You know how like everyone's like manifesting?
Yeah.
He basically did it.
He was a man of his word. And that's really hot. That's very sexy of him.
That is. That's what I'm saying. He he takes things deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Who has that amount of follow through?
Not many people. No. I feel like Julius Caesar probably. And that's about.
Yeah. No man I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also, while he's in Britain, he's like, do you know what would be great? If my dad was to die and I became emperor,
mm-hmm.
that would be good. So,
but how would he go about it in terms of if his dad dies, he's still stuck with Geta?
I think Geta wasn't an official co-emperor at that point.
So he wanted to get him off.
Yeah, he was like, just before the ink is dry in this co-emperorship, I should kill my dad now, right?
Understandable.
Yeah, so we don't know if this is true, though, because there's loads of false stories around him, but I'm going to pretend they're true. So one time is that he tried to start a riot, and during the riot, he tried to kill his dad or get her.
Mm-hmm.
Another story is that his dad's ill, really ill in Britain at this point, right? And he's like, I just want him to die earlier. So once they're in like north of Hadrian's Wall, they're like hanging out, and then
shout out to the wall, go visit it. It's very small now, but it's still there.
They're like campaigning in the north, right? And then he gets a little spear and like gallops behind his dad, like ready to like stab him. And then one of the guards sees, and they're like, emperor. And then like Septimius Severus like turns around, and then Caracalla like hides the little sword,
the weapon.
Yeah, the weapon. And then he sees him, and then Septimius Severus, what do you think he does?
I already know this story.
Oh yeah. He says nothing.
Badass.
He says nothing, and then he waits till they're inside the house, and he's like,
safe face.
Yeah.
Stab is low-key like my mom. I like that, you know, it's all about.
He's like, if you're gonna stab me in my front and stab me in private.
Yeah.
Not in front of other people.
Don't embarrass me like that.
And then he gives
him the knife in it.
Yeah, he's like, if you're bad, kill me now.
Hot. Oh God, that's a hot man.
Jenny Caesar. Yeah.
badass. Man,
yeah. And then Caracalla doesn't. Septimius Severus probably dies of natural causes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so aim of the story is that he didn't have that sort of the same vibe as his dad.
Yeah, he was.
He had great follow through.
He was Nepto baby, spoiled, and then turned like cruel.
Yeah.
But I won't be surprised if he killed baby animals when he was young. Because, I don't understand. Like, you can dislike people without murdering them.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But for him, it's like, no. Like, I hate you, so you will leave this earth.
Yeah. I have my first.
It's like Stalin, but like real life Photoshop.
Yeah, like real. Yeah, yeah. It gets worse. You'll see it. It's a good thing you said real life Photoshop, because I have my first subheading going, The Reign of Terror Begins.
All right.
Okay, so his dad dies on the way back to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. But he's now emperor.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, poor baby Seppi.
I don't know. And he's co-emperor with his brother Geta.
Yeah.
And so one of the first things he does when he becomes emperor is he kills the wife that he banished.
Oh, yeah. That was his promise.
Yeah. And he follows through.
A man of his word.
He is a man of his word.
But we discussed this about victims and how sometimes we do victim blame.
We do. That's a big problem.
Mm. She saw her dad get murdered and he promised out loud that he's going to kill her. She had a couple of years to prepare. Why did she stay?
It's like she wanted... I feel like everyone who was murdered by Caracalla wanted to be murdered by Caracalla.
They're like, yes, stab me.
They weren't trying hard enough. So... He kills some of his father's advisors and friends, and then he sacks some others. He's also like, so there were like four chariot teams, right? Like red, blue, green, and white, I think. And he was a big supporter of the green team. He was a big supporter of, I think, the blue team, maybe. But his brother Geta, who hates him, by the way, and who he hates, is a supporter of a charioteer from the green team.
Mm.
So he just kills a member of that team.
Because he hates his brother.
Yeah. And as someone who's a fan of sport, I understand.
I feel sorry for the person who was just wearing that green uniform that day. It's not fair.
He could have joined another team. That's his own fault.
But behind it all,
mm-hmm.
something that's like really evident is mm-hmm. that he has passion.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much passion you have to kill a member of your brother's favorite team because you hate your brother? That is passion. You know, he's, I like that.
Exactly. And what is more hotter than being passionate? One thing. I'll come to it. We're building up towards it. So he's emperor, his brother's co-emperor, and they don't really interact. They're like, he gets a bunch of bodyguards, Geta gets a bunch of bodyguards. They almost split the palace in two. They completely split their duties. There's hardly any interaction.
So this is Death Row and Bad Boys.
Yeah, basically. And then Caracalla sort of has like models himself around Alexander the Great,
yeah.
who he was very obsessed with. And Caracalla like grows out his beard so it looks like his dad more, and wow. he more civic stuff. So they really separate those as a pair. And they carry on like that for a bit. Paranoid, heavily guarded, unable to communicate. And then one day Caracalla goes up to his mum and he's like, "Mum, I don't think Geta and I can get along like this. Like, this is unsustainable. This won't work. Why don't you invite him to a meeting in your apartments, and I won't bring any of my bodyguards, and I won't bring any of my knives, and Geta won't bring any of his bodyguards, and Geta won't bring any of his knives. And we'll just have, like, we'll sit in your rooms, and we'll, like, duke it out."
Oh God.
And the mum was like, "Great idea, Caracalla."
Aww.
And then she went and told Geta, and Geta was like, this is cool, I'll do it. And
then bless them.
I know. And then they meet inside the mum's apartment. And they're like, they're going to get along now, Roja.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to duke it out. But then Caracalla does. Roja, actually, I'm going to ask you. Roja, what's the hottest thing a man can do?
Oh, he can do a lot of things. What can he do like, in terms of this situation?
Yeah, not in this situation. In general, what is the hottest thing a man on earth can do?
I'm drawing a blank here.
Yes, you're right. It's commit fratricide. And he does that.
Oh, God. He has no standards. He tries to kill his dad.
Yep. He has some guards hid around the house.
Yeah.
And they stab him to get to death.
Let's reenact a little bit of murder here.
Basically, Geta's like in his mum's arms, crying, panicking. He's stabbed to death. He dies. And then Caracalla, he's like, "Okay, let's do this." He runs out and he rushes to some other guards outside and he's like, "Help, someone's trying to assassinate my brother and I."
Oh God, I've just so pathetic.
I barely survived with my life. My brother is dead.
Yeah, I barely survived. Not a scratch on his face.
Yeah. And then the guards were like, "Okay, fine. However, we're the guards of two emperors. Now there's only one, so we're not your guards anymore, are we?" And then Caracalla's like, here's some money. And the guards were like, yeah, okay, fine, fine. We're your guards now. Mm-hmm. And then he...
One thing about the Romans, like, if you listen to enough episodes, these guards just money, money, money.
All the time, yeah. And then he runs off to the Senate. So he has the guards now. The guards are on his side, right? Mm-hmm. He runs to the Senate. And instead of telling them the story that he told the guards, he told them a completely different story. He was like, Geta tried to kill me.
Yeah.
So I had him killed first.
Oh, like self-defense.
Yeah.
The law of self-defense.
But the fact that he had two stories shows that he killed Geta.
Yeah, so big.
It shows that...
very haphazard about it.
Very haphazard about it for some reason. At least, if you're going to do the hottest thing person could do, commit fratricide.
Yeah. Do it well.
Do it well.
Like, either say, yeah, I did it, and what?
Yeah, or, exactly.
You know, like, come out like your Biggie Smalls in it. Mm-hmm. Or you just basically lie till your ass falls off.
Exactly.
Do a Milli Vanilli, just lip sync your way into it.
Yeah. Aren't you going to ask me why fratricide is the hottest thing a man can do?
Why?
Because I did write an explanation in case
I'm kind of worried. What? For your siblings.
No, it's not. I wouldn't, like, I have sisters. I do have brother, actually. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh. R.I.P. him, I guess. No, I think sororitize, or whatever it's called when you kill your sisters, boring. I think patricide, sick, disgusting.
Yeah.
Matricide, like Nero, sicker, more disgusting.
Yeah, deprived.
Patricide shows that you're a go-getter.
I get it. You're an early bird.
You're an early bird. You see a problem.
9 to 5, you? It's 9 to 9 out here.
Exactly. Yeah. Always grinding. And he sees a problem. He's like, my brother's a problem. He
gets solution. Rid of that. Murder.
Solution. Always. He's always thinking of stuff. And you want a man who can come. You see a problem. You go up to your man. You're like, Wendy, it works mean to me. Do you want a guy to be like, oh, maybe I should talk about it? Or do you want a guy to be like, hold on, let me get my knife?
That's true. That's true. But at the same time, like, as a lawyer, when it comes to, he's terrible as a client. There's no dispute resolution, no email before going to court. He's like straight up gungo. I'm taking the law to my hands. He will be a nightmare to actually represent.
Okay, you mean, do you know a story about him being bad to represent? He starts thinking about his image.
Yeah.
And he goes up to this guy and he's like, I want you to write me a speech saying why I had to kill my brother or why it was necessary.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, it's easier to commit fratricide than to excuse it.
Ooh, in front of his face.
In front of his face.
He's dead.
Yeah, he is.
Thank you.
He killed him.
He was like, bye.
So,
but do you feel like as a therapist, you can sit down and be like, you can't always resolve your solution by killing people. You know? You have to confront those emotions.
if only he had a therapist.
He has problems with his emotion. That's not hot.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so at this point, Caracalla's like, okay, so I'm the solo emperor. A lot of people don't like me because of the whole brother killing thing.
Yeah.
I need to improve my image. I love
that even, like, throughout history, that is a no-go.
No, they were not into it. And he's like, I need to get people on my side. So what he does is, so one of the things that people used to, emperors used to do in the olden days was that if the emperor before you was like a tyrant, they'd release a bunch of prisoners.
Yeah.
So people who were wrongfully imprisoned.
But Sep wasn't a tyrant.
No, he wasn't.
He's desperate. So I'll be in the Senate with my other Senate friends would be like, he's so desperate.
So he releases a bunch of prisoners, but they were just, you know, bad men.
But like this episode, we're just laughing.
I know, I'm sorry.
So dumb.
They were just actual guys.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just release them. And then literal rapists and murderers.
Yeah, he was like, basically, I'm freeing you from the tyranny. And they're like, what? No, the old emperor was really sound. And
he was really good.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm releasing all the prisoners. And
literal it's just murderers.
Actual criminals.
Yeah. Back in the streets. Yeah. And we're locking the doors again. Yeah. Like, oh no.
Okay, so after he did that, he's like, yes, public perception complete. He wanted to solve the whole everyone talking about him murdering his brother problem. So yeah. He told his mom that she couldn't mourn in public. And he was
That's
like,
mean.
He expected her to be thankful for killing Geta because Geta was an enemy. And then he was like,
she went through a lot emotionally when you think about it.
Like, yeah, I know.
Just knowing that your son's an actual nut job, you know. You killed your other son.
Okay. And then he's like, okay, everyone's talking about me killing Geta. How would you solve it, Raha?
I know how I'll solve it, but I know what I think solving is, or what he thinks solving is clearly different. So yeah, I didn't want to go there. What does he do?
So he's like, no one can talk about me killing Geta if no one can talk.
That makes sense.
About Geta.
That's actual logic.
Right?
A lot so of great brain cells are moving.
He does something called damnatio memoriae, where he damns, where you damn someone's memory.
Oh, the Stalin effect.
Yes. And he does like a little purge.
Do you think dictators
all
think like they just don't look at history and they think they just came up with this idea and it's like a panic reaction? What, like, you know what I mean?
It's like a deep human reaction to kill everyone.
You just like freak out and you're like, oh, you know what, that's it, and you just lash out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when like something's flooding and you just put paper and you're just dabbing, like, yeah. It's a leak.
Yeah.
I think all dictators go through this moment because everyone just freaks out and just kills a bunch of people.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, so I'm saying Stalin effect.
So what he does is he damns his brother's memory and he rubs out all images of Geta. He gets rid of all evidence of Geta. He gets rid of Geta's name.
Yeah, completely.
Right, you don't understand. He doesn't get rid of Geta. He gets rid of the name Geta.
Yes, what if you have a child?
Yeah. No. Your child's got a new name now.
Oh, so okay. Oh, yeah.
If the name is Geta, it's completely banned. If anyone dies and they leave their stuff to a guy named Geta, that there's nothing.
Oh.
If it gets very violent, anyone who ever visited Geta, executed without trial. Their families also executed. Anyone who knew anyone who knew anyone who knew Geta was killed. Dio, one of the contemporary historians.
I'm just losing it. Continue.
He estimates that 20,000 people
died.
Yeah, he thinks 20,000 people were killed.
Were killed.
Yeah, he tries to kill his tutor.
Yeah, his tutor.
He tries to kill his tutor because
he taught. Oh my god.
He was also Geta's tutor.
Oh my god.
But people were like really outraged because he was like, they were dragging the tutor out in the streets, right? Yeah. And then everyone was like, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? And he was like, guards, what are you doing with this? My old tutor. And then he kills the guards.
He's what I'm saying. Like, he's such a weirdo.
He killed his cousin.
He killed his cousin because he's related. That is sick.
He killed his cousin because his cousin was also Geta's cousin.
That is the most funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh my god. Like, imagine you hate someone so. This is enemies to. This is crazy.
Yeah.
No one has an op like Carrigan.
Exactly. He was also like, he really cared about public image, right?
Yeah.
And then one day a senator was like, hey, Caracalla, you always look angry.
Yeah.
Caracalla was like, thank you. And he gave him a million sesterces.
Oh.
Yeah.
He has a bit of humour, I guess.
Yeah. So he's nice. Yeah. He has a way that he wants to be seen.
Yeah. I realise, obviously, I feel like each society will have people that are suicidal. Do you think people back then were like, instead of using, obviously, like, really morbid, dark things, they just said Geta. You just looked at it like, or like, I'm a as Banta. Do you know what I mean?
Almost say his name.
Like, as like a playful Banta. Yeah. Like, whoops, I'm a. You got me.
Do you like game bogeys where you go into a public room and say bogeys louder and louder? Say that with Geta.
Yeah.
instead of Russian roulette.
Do you know what I mean? Instead of Russian roulette.
So I've got a little quote about a joke someone made.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need some context. So in ancient Rome, if you were an emperor and you had a fight with a group of people and you won, your name will be that person with cuss at the end. So if you beat the people in Germania, you'd be Germanicus.
Yeah.
If you beat the people in Parthia, Parthicus.
Britannius.
If I beat... Like that, we're in London, right? If I went to the war with all of London, I won. My name would be Londonicus.
Okay. Oh, what, South Birminghamicus?
Yeah, stuff like
basically.
That. So, it is not out of place to include a certain jibe that was uttered at his expense. For when he assumed the surnames Germanicus, Parthicus, Arabicus, and Alemannicus, Helvius Pertinax, the son of Pertinax, said to him in jest, "So it is related. Add to the others, please, that of Geticus."
Oh my god, these Romans are funny.
I love this so much.
They're hilarious.
Add to the others, please, that of Geticus Maximus also, for he has slain his brother Geta, and Geta is a name for the Goths, whom he conquered on his way to the east in a series of skirmishes. Can you guess what happened to the son of Pertinax?
Dead. That was a good joke, though. That's how you come out guns blazing.
Yeah.
Like, in a couple of years, if you continue down that path, people just, like I can see it being eradicated, you know what I mean?
What?
This is like a name genocide?
Yeah.
A very unique type of genocide.
I know, but come on, the name Marcus still exists.
Yeah.
The name Antonius or Antony still exists.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone named Caracalla? Do you know anyone named Geta?
None. It's absolutely gone.
He won.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, I get that part as well. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you do this for a couple of years, it just becomes a thing. And no, like, you know what I mean? Like, it will impact society decades later and you win, you know? But, like, at what cost?
He does some good stuff, though.
Like what?
During his reign, he builds a huge bathhouse complex called the Baths of Caracalla.
Mm-hmm.
And he does one of the most famous things. It's called the Edict of Antonius, or the Edict of Caracalla. And he gives every single person within the empire citizenship. He Ooh. Gives them Roman status.
I think it's, like, to do with, like, the fact that there were so many slaves, isn't it?
No, it wasn't slaves. Not the slaves, like, all the free people.
Oh, the free people.
Like, if your land was conquered by Romans ages ago, like, if you're in Gaul, if you're in Hispania.
Oh, that's really smart. And yeah. That's a really good thing.
So you get the protection of being a Roman.
Yeah.
But you also pay taxes.
Yeah, which means more money for the state.
Yeah, and he needed that money because he was paying the army way too much.
Yeah.
His dad was like, get along with your brother and pay the army well.
Yeah, so he did.
He did half.
I mean, he did get along well with his brother. Got along with his corpse.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
He's the type of guy who does loopholes, so he...
Then my next subheading is called Caracalla takes...
We're all laughing at this.
I know. Caracalla takes his terror on the road.
Oh, so this terror is international.
Yeah. So a year after Geta dies, he leaves Rome. He's like, he has an obsession. Like, I can't state it enough. He has a very deep obsession with Alexander the Great.
Didn't Julius Caesar have one as well?
Julius Caesar was a fan.
He was a fan, yeah.
Caracalla has
It's him that weeps on...
Julius Caesar, yeah.
Julius Caesar's the one that wept when he saw the grave, mm-hmm. like the mark. Was it? Is it not a graveyard? It's like a little
tomb
or temple mm-hmm. thing
yeah.
they had for him. He was like crying.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, I wish I was like you.
Not achieved much in my life.
Oh, he achieved a lot.
Not at that point.
No, he achieved
it ever after that, I guess.
Oh my god, he needs his own episode.
He will.
Oh god, I can't wait for Julius Caesar.
You know this fact about me, that when people say JC, I always assume they're speaking about Julius Caesar.
Oh god, look at you.
It takes me genuinely like 5 seconds to be like, who else is JC?
Who else is?
Jesus.
Oh!
Yeah. Every time, they're not talking about Julius Caesar, right? They mean Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, obviously not Julius Caesar's, but I didn't know that it meant
when
Jesus.
Do you know when they go the big JC and they look up?
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows who the big JC is then.
I thought it was Julius Caesar. No. So he takes his tarot on the road. He's like, I'm going to do an Alexander Great. I'm going to go to all these countries and I'm going to conquer, inverted commas, because he's already Roman land. But he's going to go there and he's going to fight some people. He goes to the Gaul.
Yeah.
He orders the death of the governor.
He what?
He orders the death of a governor.
Just advance.
And then he moves on.
You know what? I can see a TV show, like a TV series. You know, like how The Crown, there's a little bit of like, they pick a character during their daily life and then this major historical thing happens. Yeah. I could just see this man a bit fat with his family.
Yeah.
In lunch. And be like, oh yeah, the emperor's coming tonight. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're going to get promotion, baby. And everyone's mm-hmm. excited. And then he just gets killed.
But he might have had a reason, but he's been lost to me anyway.
Yeah.
So,
and he's not a man with much reason, so.
But This is one of my favorite facts of any human being ever, okay? So one, he's in Gaul. He buys himself like a big, he doesn't buy it, but in Gaul, people wear these big hooded cloaks that go all the way down to your ankles.
Yeah.
So it's a cloak, huge cloak. It's got a hood. It goes all the way down to your ankles.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were called Caracellae.
Mm.
And that's how he gets his nickname, because he sees those big villainous cloaks that go all the way down to your ankle and have a hood.
Yeah.
And he wears it all the time.
He's Snow White's evil stepmom.
Basically, he's everyone's evil stepmom. God, at that point.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He is the stuff of legends.
Mm-hmm.
Someone needs to have, there needs to be a Disney show villain that's named after him.
Then he moves on. He goes to Germany.
Yeah.
Fights the Germans, gets the name Germanicus.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's like, oh, they're really good fighters. So he gets a bunch of Germans to become his bodyguards.
Yeah.
And he calls them his lions.
Mm.
Speaking of lion, he also had a pet lion called Rapier.
As you do.
Or sword or something.
Oh, that's kind of cool though.
Yeah. In Jatala's Rankium, they call it Mr. Stubby.
Mr. Stubby. Yeah. That's funny. Well, I think that's a natural progression when you are a star.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson and Mike Tyson did it.
Yeah, pet lion. He, imagine, big hooded cloak, kills everyone that says the name Getter, has a lion next to him.
And he has lots of wealth and status.
Yeah.
He's Jafar.
At some point, I feel like some of these are just, they get more and more ridiculous. So he goes to Asia Minor, and when he's there, he sees the ruins of Troy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets a freeman burnt.
Burnt?
So he can reenact the funeral of Achilles and Patroclus.
For entertainment value, I would do that.
If I was, the rumours are that the guy wasn't already dead.
He was alive.
No, he wasn't burnt alive, but he was killed. So he can recreate a funeral that he read in a book.
They didn't have TV then.
He was like, this is what Homer meant.
Yeah, they didn't have TV then.
That's normal TV.
If Daniel Day-Lewis can be Abraham Lincoln for a whole year, no one can say anything.
Yeah.
This is method acting, baby. This is the school of Lee Strasberg.
He didn't perform it though.
Of all the things he've done, I think this is more normal.
True, something like, sometimes, do you know when I'm not an actor and I never will act, but I do go very method?
Yeah.
Yeah, I pretend to be like a.
It's
a
okay
chef.
For method actors who pretend to be drunk to mm-hmm. drink alcohol, to get drunk, to mm-hmm. act drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not okay for a man to kill a man and reenact a funeral.
You're right.
Exactly.
Then he carries on his little lad's tour.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to Egypt, to Alexandria, to visit the tomb of Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
Alexandria is a really hard
city. Is the tomb still there?
It's lost.
Oh.
You can't visit his grave anymore.
I think it's good. Good thing.
Yeah, I think people get really weird about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the visit starts off really well.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a great time. He's like, this is Alexandria. This is the town founded by the love of my life, Alexander the Great. Like, if he had to do this podcast, mm-hmm. every episode would be about Alexander the Great.
That's how much? It's serious. Yeah.
And wow. If you didn't vote him hot, he would kill you.
That's true.
Yeah. So.
I don't think I'll survive.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a story about how crazy he is?
Yeah.
So when Caracalla was in Alexandria, he persecuted philosophers that were in the Aristotelian school of thought because there's a story that Aristotle poisoned Alexander.
Oh, like this was like a conspiracy theory that he believed.
Yeah, it was like a historical conspiracy theory.
The tinfoil hat, and he was like, kill him.
Yeah. And then
he's like Donald Trump being in power. This is worrying.
And then his baby gets really weird actually towards the end, because he wrote to the Senate that Alexander the Great had risen from the grave and was his co-ruler.
He lost it. Like, none of these things.
So, you know how Alexander the Great, for him, it was really historical, it was ages ago, right?
Yeah.
So the fighting style that the Macedonians had, the phalanxes and stuff, was completely obsolete.
Yeah.
But he loved Alexander the Great so much that he had an army of Macedonians that he organized like Alexander the Great's army.
Oh my God. They're not humans to him. They're just toys.
I know. So also while I was in Alexandria, he the people are like, yay, Emperor's here. Let's do a play for him. So whilst they're in Alexandria, they do a play. And in that play, they either say the name Geta or they reenact how Geta died.
Why? That's what I'm saying. Do they not know anything that's going on? Like, yeah. Wait, let's break this down. I know that globalization is something that's a privilege and we don't really understand how it truly was to be, like, isolated, how it used to be. But you have to know what's going on. Like, through the grapevine, they should have known. That word? No, no. But they did a whole play in front of the emperor of him killing his brother? Suicidal. Straight up. Kamikaze. They just kamikaze themselves.
It wasn't even suicide, because what happens is they do the play. They mention Geta, how Caracalla killed Geta, and then Caracalla is like, cool. Everyone in Alexandria, go home.
Oh, like, just go home.
Yeah, he's like, everyone just go home. Then he rounds up all his troops.
Yeah.
And he's like, kill Alexandria. And then the troops are like, is Alexandria a person?
Yeah.
I said, no, guys, you don't understand.
I kind of clocked the whole city in it.
Kill Alexandria.
Oh my God.
Go house to house and kill everyone.
Like, the whole city's gone.
Yeah. And he's like, I know you guys want to do this. So in return, anything you find in anyone's house is fair game.
Oh, shit.
I know, that sucks, right?
Because yeah. You know what that means.
Yeah, that's a bit of a bummer, actually.
That ruins a lot.
Yeah. And then he wrote the Senate a letter and he was like, I had to kill the city because they were insolent.
A whole city.
Yes.
This hatred. Kind of hot, but heck, this is crazy.
The thing is, right, he told everyone, he was like, don't mention Geta's name.
They made a like,
don't say the name Geta.
I bet if I, like, if I knew what was happening, like, through the grapevine and I watched it, I'll be sitting there with abject horror and I'll get my horse and leave that city.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I would love to watch a play or, like, a film about that scene and be, like, a young kid who realises and tries to want everyone to leave.
Yeah.
Like, that'll be an epic.
No, I'd rather it be about, like, the actors in the play and then the...
Them deciding to do it. So it's like them debating inside the thingy.
Yeah, but there's, like, this one writer. He's like, this is my creative vision. I have to do it.
And he'd be, like, kind of philosophical, which is, like... And so it's, like, a conversation about art in general that other directors kind of feel like.
Yeah.
That they have with work.
Mm-hmm.
And then the end scene is them when the curtains draw up. And you just see a little shadow figure of Carrie Geller. That's sick. Look at us. Yeah. Look at us.
Do you want to hear a fun fact about all this journey so far?
Yeah.
His mum's tagging along the whole time. So his mum's tagging along. And in Antioch, he gets quite ill. So his mum takes over the empire for him. Mm-hmm. She's in charge of, like, all the correspondence.
Is she really good?
She's really good at it. I think it's the first time Rome is run by a woman.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
but I know that Rome does eventually be run... gets run by women. Iris.
No. Irene. Oh, that's like the Eastern Irina. Empire. Oh. Yeah, but they were far too... They were mad misogynists.
Oh,
They didn't even give their baby girls, like, proper names sometimes. So it's the first time Rome was... So it's Julia Domna. First time Rome was run by a woman. She's probably the most involved woman in the empire since Agrippina, Nero's mum.
Yeah, who you love.
And I think it's because of Caracalla. And that's why he's hot. He's a feminist king.
Because he was like, Mum. Yeah, he could have actually picked anyone else.
Exactly.
Does he have a successor lined up already?
He has his, like, cousins and stuff, right?
But he hasn't picked anyone yet?
I don't think so.
Guy was like, I'm not dying.
Yeah. I'm never going to die.
Do you know what I mean?
Me and Alexander the Great are going to run
bad vibes. Like, if he could... No, let's be honest. Yeah. If he had the power to kill the whole Roman Empire after he dies, he would do it.
Probably.
Alhamdulillah, there was no nuclear weapons.
Did you know he was such bad vibes that he didn't trust men who didn't want stuff?
Hmm?
He didn't trust men who didn't want stuff.
I kind of get it.
Because if you never ask for anything, you don't trust him. And if you never trust him, you don't believe he's a good emperor.
Yeah, because you think that you'd, like, I get it. But, like... you just don't kill people over that, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone that you work with, like, his therapist will be working overtime.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So one thing that, like, everyone has in common, all the great Roman emperors, and at this point, Caracalla believes he's one of them. He's like, the thing that will make me great is if I invaded Parthia.
history about Parthia? Like, what's
so
going on?
Parthia is a country about to, her. Is to the east of the Roman Empire. It's a very, it's like a strong, large empire within itself. And in between Parthia and Rome is sort of like a buffer state. And it's the place, it's called Armenia.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a really hard place to conquer.
So the two places have always been fighting each other.
Yeah.
And well, he can't go to Parthia and just like start beefing with them, right?
Because they have a truce.
Yeah, they have a truce. So yeah, what he has to do is go to Armenia and stir up some trouble.
Mm. He's so devious. I know. He's like low key.
Exactly.
I want to say low key as low key. I would have got dragged.
So he goes to his old dance teacher.
He's a long way.
He was so obviously a dance teacher that apparently someone in the army was like, "When you hold."
Sorry.
He was so obviously a dance teacher that someone in the army was like, "When you hold a sword, you still look like a dance teacher."
Oh, you know what that means.
Yeah. It's just like a weird flourish.
Yeah. Hola.
Anyway, he gives them an army and he's like, "Go to Armenia, stir up some trouble."
Wait, he made his dance teacher do that? Wait, he made his dance teacher do all of that?
Yeah. And then his dance teacher's like, "Say no more," with a flourish.
This is World War One. No one's making it.
He goes to Armenia.
It's a dead man's job.
The dance teacher and his little army, they go to Armenia and they get wiped out.
Of course he knew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a story about him, like the daughter of like a Parthian king,
mm-hmm,
being betrayed to him.
Oh.
Where like he like kills everyone in the wedding party. But I don't think that's true. That's definitely not true.
Would it make sense considering like he's on the rocks with them now? Why would they give them?
I think it's like a peace agreement or something.
Oh, could be.
Yeah. I'm just going to give them. But anyway.
Can I ask a question?
Hmm.
After he killed his wife,
mm-hmm,
like, what was his label like?
He was single.
Like, asexual?
What? I don't think so. Do you know what? No historian has ever said it, but the weird trying to recreate the funeral that Achilles gave to Patroclus,
yeah,
makes me think that he might have not been straight.
I can see that. Because also, like, he really hates his own weddings.
He doesn't have a good track
record. He really hates women.
Yeah. But then he might have, like, fathered a child out of wedlock, perhaps. Or it's seen as believable that he fathered a child out of wedlock.
The thing is, though, I feel like, unfortunately, a lot of people that are deviant, mm, are always like characterized as like sexually deviant as well.
Yeah. Oh, he wasn't. No one ever said that about him.
Oh.
No. Oh, actually, there is this one story that he killed a bunch of Vestal virgins. So women who are like, who don't have relationships with men. They never get married. Always stay virgins.
I think it's like religious purposes back then. Yeah.
Yeah, and if they were impure, they'd be buried alive. Apparently he like maybe made a move at one of them and she said no, so he killed all of them. I read about that happening.
I believe that. I don't know with him, he's so unpredictable. He's like so unpredictable.
I know,
like, imagine modern day Caracalla. I know we're gonna get to that.
I can't right.
Situationships will be hard with him.
It'll be hard. Okay, so he's on his way to like a temple in Carhae. Him and his army are on their way there. He stops for a call of nature,
mm-hmm,
and while he is relieving himself, he is stabbed
on his way to where, like, not like not where, but I mean, like, as in this is connected to the dance teacher dying.
Yeah, he's on his way to Parthia anyway to fight people, and he's also
so he's like, "Oh no, my army's been wiped out. We need to like
section of my army's wiped out." And yeah, there's like the whole maybe he did a red wedding,
basically.
Yeah,
and potential red wedding, and he's going to Parthia.
Yeah,
gung ho.
Yeah,
all right.
So he's on his way to Carhae, which is like a temple, mm-hmm, probably somewhere Alexander Grey went to or something.
Yeah,
on his way there, he's just, you know, all the guards turn away to give him privacy.
Yeah,
and he relieves himself. and then someone stabbed him.
God bless them.
Finally, we're all free.
Like, that man is terror personified.
Do you think Edward Gibbon is correct by saying he's the common enemy?
After Satan? It's him.
It is him, right?
Yeah. I've never had a... It says a lot that I gave a deep sigh of, like, relief that someone died.
Exactly.
I bet everyone was like, oh, thank God.
I know. Before we, like, get into, like, the sections we have...
Yeah.
I'm going to show you...
So what happened after, like, Mumsy...
Oh, so his Praetorian guard, who arranged this...
The stabby.
Yeah, he became emperor for a bit. And then his mum finds, like, one of his cousins.
Were they good?
No. Not as impactful as... I'm going to be honest with you. After Caracalla, there are very few good emperors.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. One of the best emperors who, I think, won Totalis Rancium. Should we just rename this episode the Totalis Rancium fangirl experience?
Might as well.
Yeah, because I was like, because Aurelian won, right?
Yeah, Aurelian. Yeah. I liked him.
Yeah, he was great.
Is he not the one, wasn't his, no, there wasn't the Flavians.
No. Aurelian is the, he's like during the crisis.
Yeah, he's during the crisis. He was very competent.
He was so good.
Very good, yeah. He won, isn't he?
Yeah. So he's a later emperor, but after that, they're a bit hit or miss for me personally.
Yeah.
So, before we get to the segment, Raha, you've seen the picture of him. You've seen his bust.
Yeah.
In the British Museum.
Yeah.
Which we will go and visit one day. What do you...
Drake vibes with the shaved love heart.
I get what you mean, yeah. But he looks so angry.
All the time.
So angry.
Like, what does he hate?
Okay, do you know how we have the normal sections, the Doctor Who, Kate and Leopold sections?
Yeah.
Pop culture. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's in any pop culture, to be fair.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
The irony, he wanted to get rid of Geta, but he got rid of himself too.
Exactly. I remember how last week we talked about Rasputin and we had the section where we were like, we talked about a musical.
Yeah.
Do you think if Lin-Manuel Miranda...
Oh yeah, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Right, Miranda. Bay. Wrote a musical, a hip-hop musical about Caracalla.
It would work.
Would it really?
Yeah, like, I can see the musical like a soft, slow number when he decides to kill his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And like a montage of all their angry moments. And then like when he kills and he tells the Senate, like, today's the day, freedom! And he's like, after his brother dies, and yeah, it would be absolutely hilariously good. Like, also, like, Lin-Manuel does well in, like, historical stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see it.
Do you think it'll be, like, do you think he should go for serious, like, tell the story straight, or he should go for comedy?
A bit of comedy. Like, Hamilton. Hamilton's a bit of everything.
Yeah, it does happen.
There's a comedy, there's, like, seriousness, it's, like, genuine good music. Some music are just, like, a bit farcical.
Yeah.
But like good, you know what I mean? Like that's what musicals are. So I think it'll be perfect for it.
Yeah.
You know, I can see the spotlight and him putting the hood on every time he did, like, and that becomes like synonymous of him about to commit a murder. Yeah.
All the kids.
I can see a Bob's Burgers episode of him as well.
That's true. All the kids in secondary school who were like really into the musical, we were walking around the halls with their like ankle length hooded cloaks.
I'm in my vibe.
It's not a phase, Mom.
It's not a phase. Some of you like get him. Not let me get a scalpel.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, Lin-Manuel can do this.
Yeah. All right. So the next section.
I love how a pop culture section is growing. It's like only season one we have Doctor Who, Lin-Manuel, and now we have Kate and Leopold, which has always been like the staple.
So Doctor Who episode,
yeah,
what doctor, how, I mean, I guess, is he the villain?
He's alien. Like, you know, that episode was very like amazing, that alien that copied people's words.
Oh, and midnight.
Yeah. And then it went like beast mode and it basically knew all the words that was gonna be said.
Yeah.
And then he said it, like like that type of level of trippy. He'll be an alien. That's like messed up. Facts. He'll be so messed up.
And it turns out though, like, it was the whole Geta thing was made up. It was, they needed to kill all these people to like harvest something.
Yeah, and ghetto was like propaganda, like a sacrificial lamb or like a false image. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see it. Russell T. Davis will have a lot of meat.
Yeah.
Carrigaller. Like, Carrigaller is the alien.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
And he is the villain. But he comes off, because you know how he's very mischievous, like Loki, and he probably tries to use a doctor to help him.
Yeah.
And the doctor like kind of not falls for it.
Yeah.
He kind of does. He's not he's not Poirot or something like that. So he does fall for it. Mm-hmm. And then he slowly learns about the propaganda and the country. And this, you know how like Doctor Who has his like little monologue of disgust about the planet and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He has disgust over that planet. And then the whole thing is to actually eradicate Carrigaller.
Good idea. Yeah. I like that. All right, then. Ruha?
Yeah.
It's my favourite section.
My favourite as well.
Kate and Leopold. Okay, so Kate and Leopold, or it could even be Leopold and Kate, because I've not watched or heard it for a long time, is a film in which Meg Ryan and Hugh Jackman, so Meg Ryan's in the modern day, Hugh Jackman's in the olden days, and then he, like, comes forwards in time.
Yeah.
And they hang out for a bit.
Have a little conflict, obviously, time zones and stuff. And then
time zones.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
And then it's rom-com. So romance.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, when he leaves, she starts to have the feels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the question is, usually that we say is, would you follow him back to his own time?
Yeah.
Or would he choose to be in the modern age?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, Ruha. I was so on board with him. And then I started thinking about, what about the Kate and Leopold situation? And then I couldn't even imagine it. I couldn't even imagine bringing Carrigaller home to your parents.
You might like your parents. You know how that goes?
Yeah, imagine your dad's like trying to groom him. He's about to marry you, right? So he's like grinning him. And then he says the word get her by accident.
Yeah. All right, get out of... you know, like Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
Like, I can just imagine something dumb happening, and then this is not Kate and Leopold. It's straight up Othello.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Okay, but try and think of a Kate and Leopold plot.
This is basically Othello. So, so Carrigaller goes and comes into present day.
Mm-hmm.
The actress that will suffer,
the actress will suffer.
She will suffer, sorry, but the actress that, what name? Who do you think?
She has to be white.
She has to be someone that we hate.
No, but she has to definitely, she has to be a white woman.
Yeah, he's really mean. You know what I mean? I don't trust him with anything else.
I mean, his dad was most probably a black man.
Yeah, his dad was black, actually. Yeah. She doesn't have to be white. She can be any race. Do you think so?
I think so.
I don't know. I didn't think of that.
No, but no. But imagine bringing Carrigaller home to a family like ours.
Or like an African family.
My dad would be like, go marry him. Yeah, you did this to yourself. go. Join him in his murder.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The day you leave his house, you're dead to me.
Yeah.
You have to be.
My dad doesn't even sound like
this. Literally. Our dad doesn't sound like this, but we're just bantering. It has to be someone, it has to be an actress that you dislike, so that the emotional attachment is not that hard.
I can't think. I like all actresses, though.
Yeah, there's no one that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I think for aesthetic purpose, when they get strangled, I'm going to pick
also literally Othello.
It's gonna be Othello, sorry, you know this. I love you.
Is it gonna be like
Zendaya?
Zendaya, I get what you mean. Yeah.
She's sweet.
Yeah.
So it's gonna hurt more.
So is Iago gonna be a human or a bird?
You know, for Carrigaller, he doesn't mind. He had a lion.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, why not a bird, a parrot?
Mm-hmm.
So okay, Carrigaller comes into our timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Zendaya, the actress, what is her job? Something that's like,
it has been useful to him.
Useful to him.
She's like a curator in a museum, but she's like the world leading expert on Alexander the Great.
Yeah. Oh no, she's an assistant, and she wants to get the job, but she keeps getting dismissed because she's a woman and she's
black. So that's her little side plot line, the beginning of the film. And she's like disillusioned with it and she's about to leave. And the day that she's going to give her notice is a and that she finds like a weird tunnel emitting weird light. And she goes into that tunnel and pops out Caracalla. She knows all about him.
Knows about him?
She knows about Alexandra, actually. But she knows he's a Roman emperor. So she's like, oh my God, this is the real deal. Because he talks weird, you know how he is, like, where am I, you know, and trying to lord all these people and stuff, and then she's like, shh, like, you can't act like this, and like takes him to the side, American accent in my head. They have like language barrier, it's Latin.
No, that doesn't exist. And do you know how in Doctor Who and in like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy they can talk to all the different aliens?
Oh, that's true. It's a film. Yeah. She's like, it's hey, like here, we don't act like that. Like, do you know what I mean? But she gives him the little ego boost, like, my lord and stuff, because she's not dumb. You know? It's a shock to any man, especially that man. And then she takes him home and he's like, be gone, off with his head, and like all this type of stuff. She's like, what the, you know?
Yeah.
And then she kind of like civilizes him and teaches him how to be better as a person. And like, they slowly connect. She teaches him stabby stabby is a bad thing. And he becomes good.
Yeah.
But then it becomes Othello towards the end because she refuses to go with him and he just has a fit of rage and just strangles her. And then he starts crying like her body.
Even better, she's reading a textbook and he sees the word getter. Yeah. And it's one of the only words he recognizes.
Yeah, and then he has a, he go, you know, like 1930s Dracula when like the eyes and like they go backwards and they get like revolting. Yeah. He just strangles her and she just dies and he cries because she was the first person he killed that he felt bad about. And then it ends with him going back in time and he's like reenacting the murder of his lover. And there's one tear coming down his eyes because he remembers what he did. I mean, boom, that was amazing.
It is like problematic on every level,
but it will get realistic.
We will get cancelled. We're using a woman's pain to
we have to be realistic with what we have.
Yeah,
this is Caracalla.
So. It's intimate partner violence, it's a woman being strangled. We are cancelled.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like I was cancelled the day I picked Caracalla. I had six picks. He is 1/6 of what I can. Caracalla Rasputin. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
You have a vibe.
I know.
But anyway, let's continue.
So that's okay. Leopold. There's only one question left then.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to say. People do say that he might have felt bad about killing Geta because there are stories about him being haunted.
I mean, you have to be.
Yeah.
After like the 200,000 murder.
Yeah. That's the final question.
Yeah.
Hot or not, Raha?
Sorry, I want to laugh.
Think about how much fun we had.
We had so much fun. No, I'm just thinking, you know how like genocide is basically ethnic cleansing? This is the first case of name cleansing.
That's true.
This is wild.
What is it called when you kill everyone with the same name?
Yeah. Is he hot? No.
Think about Pasteur.
No.
Think about the fratricide.
No, not even the Drake vibes, even though he looks like Drake.
Think about, would your man kill 20,000 people for you?
Okay, let's do pros.
Okay.
Passion.
Passion.
He goes through, he's a go-getter. He's has that kind of sad boy, bad boy vibe.
Exactly.
Thrilling. For one night. If you can escape. You know?
Okay, yeah.
He's emotional. He realized Alexandra.
Good follow through.
Follow through.
He says what he does, what he says.
Happy for women to rule.
Exactly. Feminist king.
Feminist king.
Also, Rahak, let's go back to the follow through. All my friends, when they complain about their relationships,
it's because the guy doesn't follow through.
Yeah. They're like, oh, he said he'll do this and he didn't in the end.
True, but he followed through with murder. We don't know about his day to day life. You know, cannot follow through with basic things, but can kill, you know.
He said you'll clean the bathroom.
Yeah. And yeah, so six cons. He's a mass murderer. He did it. The first human name cleansing. Genocide.
He was very clear though. He said,
well, don't do this, and people did it. People did this. But then
on.
It was even the Romans find it funny. Yeah. Like, they were like, this guy's not, this is a mug. He's a mug.
That Getica joke was suspect.
Yeah, he's a murderer. Mm. I couldn't even envision him with a nice, normal Kate and Leopold. It had to go straight up Trippian from, like, because of him.
Yeah.
He's a murderer. He's really angry. Like, he's always on egg, like, you're always on eggshells with him. You're like a slave to his emotions. Yeah. It's really frustrating and tiresome. He hates women. Like, he straight up hates wives. Like, he hates them, he kills them. And
he died whilst taking a
yeah, exactly. He kind of,
which is bad vibes.
Yeah, like, I've never, like, I sighed with relief when he died.
like that's not happened yet.
Imagine what the actual romance felt, you know.
Yeah. How did we go from what Tyler to this?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And then also the last one, the most important one,
yeah,
he killed family members and he tried to kill his dad. That's disgusting.
That was a pro, remember?
Especially a hot dad.
The patricide, no.
That's what I'm saying, the patricide, yeah.
He tried to kill his hot dad, you're right.
He killed his wife. He killed, like,
you know. He said he was on the day they were getting married.
He has no blood, like, loyalty to his blood.
He kept his mom alive. He killed his cousin.
By the skin of her teeth.
He killed his cousin because he was
Getty's cousin. She had to be silent. She couldn't say anything when her son died.
Yeah, but he tried to kill his tutor. He killed his cousin because he was Getty's cousin.
His dance teacher.
His mum. No, his dance teacher.
A suicide mission, whatever. He knew.
No, but his mum, even though she was Getty's mum, he kept her alive.
And also, he was sneaky. Like, he was a really bad actor. Like, he was, like, really, like... like, very bad. Like, you know someone that, like, doesn't do the homework but still comes to the event and comes to, like, to the lesson anyway?
Yeah, I'm like, do you know what? I kind of like those students because they're a bit cheeky. I like
they were cheeky, but he's just so bad with it. Like, he's... there's no... not real commitments. Like, it was such a shoddy thing. Like, he just doesn't know how to lie properly or manipulate people or do anything. He keeps failing. And he's, like, so bad.
Yeah, that's true. Like, the guy who tried to ask... to write a speech about why he had to kill his brother.
Yeah, I'm not even talking, like, when he killed the guards and, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just so rotten.
That's true. So the answer is...
no, he's not hot, but he's the most funniest episode and I love him as a character.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, but in real life, he is, as the guy said, humanity's worst thing after Satan.
Yeah, the common enemy of mankind.
He is terror personified.
All right.
He is Stalin's bedmate. In hell. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, so that was Caracalla, common enemy of mankind. Not hot, unfortunately. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you think Raha, the guy... do you know what, Raha? 2 weeks ago, you said a guy who had a baby with his half-sister was hot.
But just please. This is me atoning.
All right, then. So, Caracalla, not hot.
No. You had a good run this season. Like, mm-hmm. Most of them are hot.
Mm-hmm. Please follow us on Twitter on @historyhotpod. Write and review 5 stars.
Should we get an Instagram, guys? Just give us your opinion. Yeah. You want
to
know.
Just say nice things to us.
Yeah. Give us reviews.
Yeah. Rate us, review us. Thank you to our editor Mohammed, who's gonna have an absolute nightmare. This one, this episode's gonna come out very late, by the way.
This is basically the Chuckle Brothers.
Yeah.
To me, to you. just laughing.
Yeah, we look at each other's eyes and we fall into a little giggle loop.
Yeah,
it's horrible. So thank you, Mohammed, for editing this. This episode's gonna be out real late. It was just technical difficulties galore. Mm-hmm. So I thank you and bye.
That was a fun episode. I'm glad we recorded, you know.
Yeah, I can't. Oh,